Your reasons for listening to the show, well, those are your own. Check. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
All right, guys. Hey, how is everyone doing? A Thursday edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Man, Manu coming in first. Good to see you, buddy. I got Alan is in here. Good evening, Alan. You know, it's always nice. Got Iggy T. Happy Thursday, friends. Mark, thanks for the info. Hopefully you're the same Mark that commented on my video. Another video of a natural spring here in the state of Florida. And I'm going to get to that here real soon. Yeah, Alan, I'd been to Alexander Springs before. Isn't it funny? There are certain things that can just take you exactly back to a time. Music is one of them. I think music is definitely one of those things that we haven't even heard that song in a really, really long time. Burden's Law. It's always good. You know, it's going to be a stellar night when Burden's Law is in. How are you, my friend? A couple of ways you guys can get a hold of me. 407-270-3044. Guys, I'm not bitching. But the phone lines are there. Somebody even said last night that, oh man, I missed the old days when radio used to take phone calls and stuff. The lines are always open. I got them open. 407-270-3044. Or you can email me, tuttle@gmail.com. But also, guys, here, I also created this banner because I hate begging. But you can donate on your platform to help support the show. And if you don't want to do that, you can easily do it. PayPal.me/Tuttle on the radio. I just picked up a gig. It's not radio related, but I'm really, really excited about it. And I can't wait to tell you about it. I don't want to jinx it yet. I'm going to get into the video. If you haven't checked it out, matter of fact, just wait because I'm about to play it. But if you could tell your friends, family, loved ones, whoever it may be, tell them about the show. Share it on any of your social media. I hate plugging the show coming up. If you notice, I have not plugged the show coming up at 7 p.m. in quite some time. And I'm also actually going to start doing some midday shows. Because sometimes I think maybe the 7 p.m. is not the perfect time. You know, Tom and Dan, Tom Van, Daniel Dennis from A Mediocre Time with Tom and Dan, they do two shows a day. They also got a cast, and I'm not saying anything bad about that. It's just that they do a couple of shows a day. And I think I'm going to start randomly. Like, there's not going to be a schedule because if you make a schedule, people are going to get pissed when you don't do it. Thank you, Burton's Law. I'll get to my Tuttle. You look good, bro. Thank you, Burton's Law. I really appreciate that. I've been working really, really hard with my health, my sobriety. And just because I had a doctor's appointment today, I went over to Tampa. Yeah, I know that it doesn't make any sense. Went over there. I've been having these headaches. I really think it has a lot to do with allergies and stuff. But I also, like, you know, I'm a hypochondriac, OCD, ADHD. I was like, oh, man, I got a brain tumor. They did an allergy test, and while I was there, and by the way, this was a hookup. You're probably like, oh, why'd you drive 90, 100 miles to go see a doc? Because it's a friend of a friend from my time working over in Tampa. So I went over there. I got the hernia checked out. I got a the doctor to give me a referral to a surgeon. He checked it out. It's not that bad, but he said it could get worse. And if any of you guys have ever had a hernia, or women, I know women can get them as well too, but they suck. You know, it's funny, when I was drinking and boozing and not taking care of myself and stuff, I didn't pick up these injuries, but when I started to work out and take care of myself, I started picking them up. I went through a bout where I had really bad knees, wasn't running correctly, I had to get the right muscles strengthened up. I got that figured out. Then I got the hernia. There's certain things I can't do, but I'm working on that as well too. So hopefully once I get that done, I think I'll be physically. No, I don't think I'll ever be right mentally. Yeah, Burns Law, they suck. And a lot of people think, oh, it's an injury, you can nurse back to health. No, you can't. Hernias or something, once you have them, unless you get the surgery to get the mesh or whatever. And that's also the other thing. I've been reading about the mesh, hernia mesh. You see all these lawyers and stuff. They're like, oh, have you had a hernia mesh implant? And they're like, oh, the pieces can break apart and get in your bloodstream and go to your heart. Oh, man. Manu, I have high blood pressure that I have to take medication for. Manu, I mean, are you a heavy set guy? I mean, I'm not trying to call you out or whatever, but does high blood pressure run in the family? Mark says my belly button turned into an Audi. LOL, umbilical hernia, had surgery. You know, okay, man, I got to think about the right way to word that. Oh, I know they do come back, but I mean, you know why they do come back, Burton's Law? They come back because a lot of people get right after it. They let it eat too soon. Mine's really not that bad. Oh, Spice Boys, Golden Mike Doorstop is happy Cinco de Mayo, Tuttle. You know, I didn't talk about this yesterday. All right, so now you got two back-to-back holidays. Have you guys noticed? And look, I'm a nerd, and I think this May the 4th be with you thing is really, really, it's bad. I hate it. It gives us nerds a bad name, and you want to know why? Why it does? The May the 4th be with you thing, it's a lot of people that aren't nerds that are giving us a bad name. And then you got Cinco de Mayo, which, by the way, why is it that us Americans, we look for any reason to drink? St. Patrick's Day, most of the people you see drinking, they're not Irish. They're not going out there for St. Patrick's Day. You got Cinco de Mayo, not Mexican. A lot of people think it's not a Spanish holiday. It's a Mexican holiday. And guess what? A lot of white people looking for an excuse to go out and celebrate Cinco de Mayo. And then a May the 4th be with you thing. I'm over it. Now, back in the day when I was an alcoholic and stuff, yeah, trust me, I looked for any, even though I never ever needed an excuse to drink. I've never understood that. If you're a true alcoholic and stuff, why do you need an excuse? I got to check my mic. It looks like my screen is kind of like, oh, yeah, it's working. All right, so I went over there today to go to the doctor, and then I'm going to post the picture here in just a few. Yeah, it is amateur night. Same thing goes with New Year's Eve. I used to go out when I was younger, go to out on New Year's Eve. It is. It's amateur night. New Year's Eve is. Spice Boys Golden Mike Doorstop says, yeah, I watched The Force Awakens for the first time yesterday. That kid was kind of a bummer to see Han Solo killed. Yeah, dude, you're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. But I got to tell you, I saw the new trailer for Obi-Wan Kenobi with Ewan McGregor. I love it. I absolutely love Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan. And I think it's going to be great. I will watch that all day. And the sad thing is that a lot of the Disney Plus Star Wars stuff is better than the last three movies that they put out. Seriously, it is. So I digress. I'm going to get back. So I went to Tampa, saw my doctor, did all that stuff. And then while I was in Tampa, I was going to take advantage of seeing if my good friend Colton was available to hang out. So I call him and I was like, hey, what are you doing? He was like, oh, I'm nearby you. I'll take you out to breakfast, okay? He was like, gave me the address. I was like, oh, man, Colton's actually going to spend some money to take me out for breakfast. Then when I got to the address, it was a hotel. And I'm not going to mention the hotel because I don't want to blow up his work, his gimmick. But it was a certain hotel that likes to serve continental breakfast and stuff. Here, hold on. Let me see if I can find the picture. And I'll put it up to the webcam so you guys can see it. Hold on. Let me see if you guys can see that. Hold on. No, webcam is really not picking it up that much. Anyways, I went to a... and it did not surprise me. Colton is not cheap. He's just very frugal. I wish I was like him when I was his age, because I would have so much money saved. But we went to a chain hotel that serves a continental breakfast. He already knew the layout and everything. See, because that is the thing about going to a place. You can get into so many other different places that you have no business being there if you just act like you belong. If you act like you belong, you have some swagger or some confidence and you know where you're going, nobody is going to question you. We went in there. I went to their breakfast buffet like twice. I brought my mom home some really good muffins and everything. And I had, and I don't usually do this because I'm watching what I eat and stuff. So we just walked right in there. Walked right in there. We ate, not even staying there. You just have to act like you belong. And also the other thing, I had to take a bad dump. You never want to go into a convenience store because you're always rushed. Usually it's just one stall and people are just like knocking on the door nonstop. This place that we went to that had the continental breakfast, they had wet wipes. Can I ask you, does it make me less of a man that I use wet wipes? How many of you guys that are listening to this show right now use wet wipes? Because I used to be that person that never, ever used them. Now it's the greatest thing in the world. Bubba lost everything. I'm not going to say that, but I'm going to put it up on the screen. Mark, some have eggs and waffles. Yeah. Does that make me less of a man? Do you guys use wet wipes? Because they had wet wipes available there. And it's the greatest invention because, come on, let's be honest, guys. How great is it when you take a number two and you wipe and you get the ghost wipe? Have any of you guys gotten the ghost wipe? Have any of you guys gotten the ghost wipe where you're like, well, a lot of times I can tell if I wipe and it's going to be an absolute crime scene on the paper. For real. But then you get the surprise when you wipe and you're like, oh man, nothing on the paper. It's one of the greatest feelings in the world, but 9 times out of 10, you can really, really tell. We were like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to have anything on the toilet paper. And then I just started using the wet wipes. I carry them in my truck now. Also, is it me being over just prepared that I carry toilet paper in my vehicle? Also, I feel weird saying vehicle sometimes. Is that just a Southern thing? Because, we all use regional words for different things. Like here in the South, we say soda. Up in like Boston, New York, they all say pop. Here in the South, a lot of people say vehicle. Bubba Lost Everything says, nope, you got to keep your asshole clean. I agree. It is. There's nothing worse, especially living in Florida where it's 100% humidity. Like, if you don't have a clean BH or crack in general, that's also the other thing. You know how many times, especially living in 100% humidity, that you fart and you actually think you pooped your pants? It's just that way. But there are a lot of those regional words. Iggy T, she lives up in Canada, they say pop. Down here, we say soda or Coke. Like, Coke is like, that covers Pepsi, Coke, any of the generic ones. Bubba Lost Everything. Bubba Lost Everything. Are you in Florida? He said he'd done that twice today. Spice Boys Gold Mike Doorstop in California, they say both soda and pop. Also, guys, I would love your suggestions. Are there other words that are regional? Like, people say car. Well, Manu, where are you from? Manu says we say fizzy drinks. But I would like your suggestions. You guys can put them up in the chat room, or you can give me a call here, 407-270-3044. So I'm going to post that picture of me and Colton eating breakfast on a lot of my social media. So like I said, today, after I got done hanging out with him, I've been doing Twisted Movie. He says a bubbler for a water fountain you drink from. I can see that. So a lot of you guys probably think it's weird. It is so good for my mental health to get out. You know, one of the best things, getting out and exercising and doing my walk and run. Here, let me remove that real quick so you can be up there. But when I go out on my walks and stuff, I don't even wear headphones now. Like, being out in nature, hearing the birds, doing all that stuff, that I just love being out there. It just helps me decompress. I don't even listen to music. And I've been going out, hitting these nature trails and stuff. Another thing that I would love to get your suggestions on, I'm also looking for other things to de-stress, to get rid of stress. And don't, like, hit me up. Trust me, I've already been doing it. Masturbation, yeah, it does release stress for a little bit. But not, like, a lot. But I would love your suggestions of just very simple, free, and easy things to do. Nah, I mean, Bubba Lost Everything. Gotta have headphones. No. Also, the reason why I don't wear headphones is that I'm so OCD and so neurotic that I want to be able to hear traffic. I don't want anybody able to sneak up on me. I swear to God, I'm not comparing myself to Howard Stern, but, like, I have a lot in common with him. I think of, like, every single way that I could die. I carry a knife on me. Yeah, get a puppy. Oh, I forgot to pull that off. I'll save it for tomorrow. Man, I think it was Scott Van Pelt. He did the closing segment of his sports show about losing his dog that died. I haven't cried that much since my dad died. Holy crap. And the only reason I don't want to get another dog, because I've had dogs and stuff. You get a dog, you get a tattoo. And that's the thing about it. We know that life is finite. And we always were just like, oh, I don't want to get a dog because I just don't want it to die. I mean, that is a that's a great suggestion. I appreciate that. Xtoid Media. I only recommend carbon-based life form for music in for music category for distress. Thank you. Manu, I'm already fucked up. I just think that I would fuck up a kid. I don't know. Burns Law. What do DDZC? What is that? No, I know that it would. So my de-stressor has been going out to these springs, natural springs. Do you guys realize that a lot of people here in the state of Florida, they don't realize. Everybody thinks in the state of Florida, the theme parks and stuff is the biggest resource when it comes to the state of Florida. That no, the reason why people come to the state of Florida is for the weather and the water. The water is number one because you can get this type of weather anywhere. But here in the state of Florida, our greatest resource is water. And we're absolutely destroying it. We're killing it. Do you realize that Florida is the home of some of the most unique ecosystems in the whole entire world? Do you realize that the highest concentrate of natural springs is in the state of Florida because of the porous rock that's underneath our ground? Like, we have some of the most beautiful springs, and I found some more that I want to go and visit. But when I was coming back from Tampa, I stopped at Alexander Springs in the Ocala. Well, it might be right outside the Ocala National Forest, but this was in Lake County. And back to things coming back to it, I've been to Alexander Springs before. Thank you, Xtoy Medium. Thank you for joining. But I'm loving these springs. I'm actually gonna join one of the organizations. Well, I know people do retire here for. Well, we don't have any. Mark brings up a great point. Yes, we don't have a federal state tax. Well, we do have a federal state tax. We just don't have a state income tax here in the state of Florida. But do you want to know why we don't have a state income tax, Mark? It's because people come here for the theme parks, and they also come here for the water. Wait, hold on. My ex, Batoon. Ever been to Florida State Caverns? It's a dried up aquifer. No, I have not been. Where is that, my ex, Batoon? I would love... Was the water warm? That's the thing about it. Most of these springs, they stay in the 60s. These springs come from under the ground, and they're the same temperature year-round. And they rate these springs from magnitude 1 to magnitude 4. And they actually... So magnitude 1 puts out a certain amount of water every single day. And then a magnitude 4 puts out way less. So... This is my trip to Alexander Springs. Now, keep in mind, this is going to be better quality if you watch it on the YouTube channel, because I got to dumb it down for some reason for StreamYard to be able to play it. It might be a little... I got to tell you, I'm not like one of those egotistical... My shoulders look pretty goddamn good.
So today I decided to hit up Alexander Springs choppy. After my doctor's appointment today, and I gotta tell you, I've been here.
Look at my shoulders. Shoulders look pretty good, man. Sorry, and it's all bleached out too. I don't know why it did that. You know what? Hold on. You know what? And now because it'll lock it up. It'll lock it up. I am looking for a different place. But my shoulders look good.
Beautiful. This spring is. It's located in the Ocala National Forest in Lake County, Florida. And just look how clear this water is. Seriously, man.
I mean, come on, guys. You see, I don't know why the transfer... Because I shot this in 4K. And if you go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle, it looks, you can see the bottom. I don't know why it bleached it out on the transfer, but I'm really fucking pissed. Oh, now it's not even going to play. You know what? Hold on. Give me a second, guys. Fuck this. Give me a second. I might freeze it up, Willie, but I really don't care anymore. I'm going to share the screen so you guys can see it. Give me a second. Because, I mean, I want you guys to be able to see how good it actually looks. So really pissed. Now this is not even going to, like, Jesus Christ almighty. Hold on, let me see here. Give me a second. I may freeze it up, but here, there's the screen. Hold on, give me 1 second. See, now I got to play the thing. Here, give me a second, guys. I am coming. Not that, but I'm going to share a screen here. Boom. No, I want that. Share. All right, here's the video, guys. And I don't know if it's going to sound any better or whatever, but here's the video. See, my shoulders do look good as fuck. I'm sorry. It does look good.
So today I decided to hit up Alexander Springs after my doctor's appointment today. And I got to tell you, I've been here before, but I absolutely forgot how beautiful.
I mean, the video is better. If you guys get a chance, go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. Make sure you subscribe. But this is my visit to Alexander Springs today.
Beautiful this spring is. It's located in the Ocala National Forest in Lake County, Florida. And just look how clear this water is. Seriously, man. You guys hear me all the time when I say that Florida's greatest natural resource, or greatest resource in general, is its springs. Like I said, this is a magnitude 1 spring. There's magnitude 1, 2, 3, and 4, and it's all based on how much water the spring/boils are putting out. This is also another reason that I need a GoPro waterproof. I know that they say the iPhones are waterproof, but I'm not gonna risk it. But I'm gonna come down here just to see if I can get a little bit of a closer look where the spring actually comes out at. Now, if you can see out there, you can see where it's really, really blue. That is the opening of Alexander Springs. So I just thought I'd come down here and show you for any of the kayakers and people that are into canoeing and stuff. They got a launch here where you can actually launch your canoes, kayaks, whatever it may be. You can't actually go in the springs area itself, but it's a very, very nice facility that they have here.
And there were some hot chicks there today, but I don't want to seem like a creep.
Just had to get one more image of how absolutely clear this water is. This... I've been living in Florida all my life, still can't get over of how clear the water is in some of these springs here. All right, one last shot of Alexander Springs before I take off. Hopefully you guys have enjoyed this. I highly recommend it. From what I hear, the weekends, it is just packed to the gills. So if you can make it out here during a week, I highly suggest it, because it's gorgeous right now. It's not overcrowded, and you can actually enjoy it.
All right, guys. So, I know. You know what?
A WP engine. We power.
God, stupid idiot. Hold on. Get rid of this. Get rid of that. I don't know. I probably froze up now. What up, Fish on Jay? I'm ready to go surf fishing with you. My ex spittoon Tuttle Next Stop, Silver Glen, Spring. They got an ice cream and taco boat that comes through. Now, my grandfather had one of the biggest houseboats. He would take me out every single year to go to Silver Glen. I love Silver Glen. Back in the day, we would go there during summer vacation and camp out at Silver Glen. And Silver Glen is really, really great because what I like the most about Silver Glen is that they got a sand boil nature trail. So you know how usually you go, through a nature trail, you're walking through hard dirt. But on this, sand boil nature trail, you're walking down just wet walkways, okay? And if you don't know what a boil is not, it's like a spring, but a boil is where the water is seeping up through the ground. And you're walking through this trail, and everywhere you look, the water is just white sand, bubbles coming up, water. You can see it coming up like it's a water fountain. It is one of the coolest things out there in Silver Glen. And I so want to go out there because I haven't been out there before I was a teenager. So I want to get out there and check that out. All right, so enough about my boring ass life. I want to talk about this. My next two stories are like some reversals when it comes to the power of the P or the power of the D. Also, how there's a double standard. And I don't know what I should play first. The woman that is a corrections officer / police or law enforcement officer letting this giant of a man, by the way, this is escaped convict, a guy, they were hooking up. This female officer lets this dude out of jail. He's 6'9". She's like 5'5", 5'6". Or the Amber Heard versus Johnny Depp thing. You know what? I'm going to do the escape prisoner first. Because, usually, isn't the shoe on the other foot where guys do dumb stuff? Because everybody says vagina is undefeated, right? Everybody says vagina is undefeated. Vagina never loses. Well, guess what? This is the one case where even though this guy is a complete scumbag, I don't even know what he did to end up in jail. But this guy won one for us when it comes to every guy out there. Everybody that has a penis. This gives the penis a little bit of power.
This brief video of Vicky White and Casey White leaving an Alabama jail.
Now, this guy is 6'9". And I'm sorry, this guy looks like Jon Hamm from Mad Men. If any of you guys watch the TV show Mad Men, here, they're going to show us.
Deputy holding the door for the convicted felon and accused murderer lies in a...
All right, so that doesn't look like him. But look at the... Hold on.
Spanning years.
They show another
picture. He was here in 2020 for an arraignment and preliminary hearing, and when he finished that, he went back to state prison. We do know that they remained in touch while he was in state
prison. Man, this guy meant, they
pick our jobs. Prison. So their relationship, in whatever parameters you would define it, is at least 2 years old.
Yes.
My ex, all right, I'm not going to say exactly, but he's 6'9", probably got a 14-inch penis. He said the other word for rooster. Anyways.
Maybe older.
Could be older.
The sheriff also says Vicky repeatedly drove more than 2 hours to this state prison outside.
How did that not, raise up any, alerts that this law enforcement officer, man, oh, man. Also, is that, all right, earlier we were talking about words. Is that just a Southern thing? Or my dad always used to talk about the term spinner. Spinner. Now, I'm not going to go into detail, but is that a Southern thing? We're talking about a petite, shorter woman. Is Spinner, like, all right, so this big old guy, and then you got a chick that's like 5'5", 5'6". She's a spinner, right? Especially compared to a 6'9" guy. And by spinner is that you could put her on certain things and you can spin her around like a top. That's what I heard. Am I the only one that's ever heard the term spinner? I mean, you guys, well, I closed Google Voice down. But if you guys want to call, you know, I'm not even putting it on. Just tell me here in the chat. Am I the only one? Am I crazy? Am I the only one that's heard of the term spinner?
At Birmingham to see Casey, who he isn't sure how many times. The state telling us any logs or video of their visits aren't ready for release. It's the latest
layer. All right,
layer
so look at this guy. The guy on the right. Has anybody watched the show Mad Men? Please, do me a favor, because I want to make sure that I'm not crazy. Search John Hamm, the actor. I don't know if it's H-I-A-M. I don't think it's like the band, but John Hamm. This guy in the eyes and face, especially with the facial hair, he looks like John Hamm. I swear to God, from the main lead actor from Mad Men.
Complex case.
This could happen with the best of folks. I mean, Vicky White, I would trust with my life.
No, all right, come on now. Sorry, this does not happen all the time. Usually, it is a female or a whatever that gets a guy to do dumbass shit like this. How many times have you seen a woman just risk it all for a penis or a guy? What's going on there? Also, I've also heard some stories where female, because I used to watch the TV show Oz on HBO, and there was a storyline where a female officer was hooking up with the male prisoners and stuff. I mean, isn't this a case of just showing you that women are not looking for good guys? Come on, right here, this should be. Whatever, like, this should be the closing argument if women want to deny that they're looking for bad guys. They're not looking for good guys. They're not looking for good guys at all because this woman was willing to risk it all to get this guy off. Get him off and out of jail and off sexually.
And she's that kind of solid person.
Obviously not. And. For a spinner, her proportions are not that great because she looks like, you know, a little chubby. There's nothing wrong with that. But man, and I got to agree, she does look like that good person that you could trust. Eyes are a little blank, but for the most part, she looks like somebody you could trust.
Now, focus squarely on finding the unlikely pair on the run since last Friday. The U.S. Marshal Service posting these sketches.
Now, I love this. Look at this. They got the height. This is just so crazy. They got him side by side.
Just to demonstrate.
Bubba lost everything. She just loves the 10-inch plus meat. And he had it. She went insane for the. Okay. Gotcha.
Demonstrate the immense height differential between the 6'9" Casey White and the 5'5" Vicky White.
Oh, I was giving her an inch there. Oh, he was giving her an inch as well, too. But I know that's a bad joke, but 6'9" and 5'5"? Yeah, she's a spinner to him.
This new surveillance video from a gas station apparently shows the pair driving on a local road in a patrol car before ditching it in a parking lot and hopping in a Ford Edge getaway car. So far.
Jason Martin writes, corked out, cuz, corked out. The fish on Jay, I bet she'll look great in Daisy Dukes holding a redfish. Yeah. Bubba lost everything. If you had dreamed of getting rent. All right. Some of these. I can't read. I mean, I'll put them up there
no
for
one
people
has
to
reported
see.
Seeing them.
Are you surprised no one noticed this 6'9" man walking out of the car?
I am surprised. And what about the cameras? He's a big guy.
Authorities not only say Casey White could have changed
it. All right. Listen. Wait. Listen to what this woman just said. She didn't come out and say it, but didn't she almost, like, she had that, like, look where it was like, man, I want some of that 6'9" man.
And what about the cameras? He's a big guy.
Authority.
Yeah. Did you hear the way? Oh, he's a big guy. I don't think she was talking about his height.
He's not only say Casey.
That is definitely John Hamm. Sorry.
White could have changed his clothes and his appearance, which he's done before.
Now, him with the shaved head, ooh, he looks bad. Look at how big his ears are. Do you think proportionately those ears are like, I don't know, those are big ears, even for a 6'9" dude.
But the duo may be heavily armed.
She owned an AR-15, a shotgun, and another pistol. Typically, those would not be in her patrol car. They were her personal weapons, as was the DD weapon she carried. But I think the fact...
Well, I mean, okay, my ex-platoon just started following you again. What are you keeping it clean for? One of your... No. Look, I got to play ball. I got to play game, my ex-platoon. I am monetized now on some of these. And when I go heavily, heavily, like I've cursed on this show. But I also got to be a little careful because, you know, if I don't play ball, I could get... All it takes is somebody to complain. So it's a juggling act. It's a balancing act. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I just let it rip. My apologies.
If she owns them, I think it's a fair assumption that they're with them.
The U.S. Marshals Service says that they have zero...
Now, look at this. This will tell you what type of town that they're looking for this people. TJ Maxx, PetSmart, which there's some there. Bargain Hunt, sounds like a ghetto store. Party Wow. Yeah, this is a bunch of white trash, low-rent people. They did that on purpose.
Incredible information as to where these two might be headed. One commander deputy who's been on the job for 20 plus years says this is the first case he can recall where they have no solid information. It's also worth noting that the sheriff's office here says that Vicky White is no longer employed with them. They declined to say whether or not.
Oh, do you really need to say that she's not employed there anymore? And I get it, my ex-platoon. Totally understand. Wasn't being a smart butt. Just wondering. No, I'll put it up there. Like, I just, you know. I try not to go way overboard. Now, in another related story, how I talked about things being on the other foot and everything. Now, there are a lot of scumbag guys out there, right? A lot of guys are just complete assholes that are abusive mentally and physically. And I don't want anybody to think that I'm a fan of Johnny Depp. I just think he's a, like, overrated douchebag. But I've also seen some people that are up and down that, you know, oh, Amber Heard's the craziest bitch in the world. And then people are like, Johnny Depp's the biggest asshole. But, like, seriously, though, let's be honest. People are acting like women can't be abusive. And this is not me being anti-man or, I mean, anti-woman, woman hater. No. But let's be honest, though. I mean, Iggy T brings up a great point. I do. I think they're both to blame and both abused each other. It's a wash. I could see that. But we all know, like, let's be honest, this all would not have started if Amber Heard would not have ever written that expose. Iggy, would you admit that or not? The reason why this all got started was because Amber Heard could not, because this is going to make me look bad. Sometimes women need the last word, right? They do. Sometimes women need the last word. Men are guilty of that as well, too. But this whole thing would not be happening if Amber Heard would not have written that expose. And we all know who she was talking about, even though, because they mentioned that a lot, that, oh, she didn't mention Johnny Depp by name, but come on, we all knew who she was talking about. But now, this whole news report that I just watched earlier, everybody's like, oh yeah, Amber Heard, she got abused, da-da-da-da-da. You know, let's not act like women can't be abusive. Let's not act like women can't be mentally abusive. They can. Iggy says, yes, she should have kept her mouth closed. They both hurt each other. And Jason Martin, no grumpy in my bed. Now, come on. It's kind of hot, but also kind of crazy if Amber Heard really did take a shit in Johnny Depp's bed. Sorry. Bubba lost everything. Her vag must be so, you know, not loose. And Johnny been... Yeah, you know what? I'm just going to leave that up there. I'm not going to read it. Not going to read it.
And I said, Johnny, you hit me. You just hit me.
In graphic detail, an emotional Amber Heard describing in court her whirlwind romance and marriage to...
All right, so can I bring up another thing? I'm not saying it didn't happen, but in the age of cameras being everywhere, can't tell me Amber never could have, like, secretly recorded any of this abuse. Same thing goes with Johnny Depp. This is all just he said, she said, right? Am I right or am I wrong by saying that? And it just seems like, and let's not act like people don't lie on the witness stand. Happens all the time. You know, they make you put your hand on a Bible and stuff, and they're like, so help you God. What if you don't believe in God? I know that perjury will land you in jail and stuff. But come on, where's the hard evidence?
A-list actor Johnny Depp, their relationship budding in 2011 after filming a movie together. But she testified things quickly spiral.
Now, also, let's be honest. She was talking about, oh, Johnny Depp made me feel so special, made me feel this, made me feel that. How do we know that it was just you were trying to better your Hollywood career? I'm not saying that's the case, but everybody thinks 9 times out of 10, it's a guy's fault. Here, I'll give you an example, okay? A woman that is completely responsible for everything, started the fight, hit the man, did this, did that, could call the cop. I'm just saying here in the state of Florida. Could call the cops, and no matter what happens, guess what? The guy's either going to go to jail or he's going to get told to leave his house that he owns. That's in his name. And it just does not make sense. I mean, hold on. Let me read this. Atomic said, not in this type of case for lying tuds. Yeah, you're right. You know what? I'm completely wrong. This is not like a case. This is a civil case. This is just a, you know, who gets paid. Neil, look at, F these two, I want to hear about Tuttle. And Atomic Citizen, thank you for the correction. There is zero consequences. These people could lie. But, I mean, guys do get like, they get the raw end of the stick, though. They do, 9 times out of 10, right?
World out of control.
That was the love of my life. He was also.
And do you think Amber Heard has, like, uglied herself up a little bit for this trial? Seriously. Wearing her hair down. This is not the type of hairstyle that I've ever seen Amber Heard wear in her life. She did not want to look overly attractive. She wanted to, like, I don't know if it's the right word, ugly herself up, but she kind of did, right?
This other thing. And that other thing was awful.
The 36-year-old actress telling the court she was physically and sexually abused by Depp.
He's like grabbing my breasts. He's touching my thighs. He rips my underwear off. Proceeds to do a cavity search.
All right. So, all right. Here, let me play this out.
It was, He said he was looking for his drugs.
All right. All right. I'm not making fun of her for that, but I've been pretty deep in addiction and stuff, but come on, man. I don't think Johnny Depp's the type of guy that he could call his drug dealer at any minute. Be like, hey, I lost my drugs. And this is just a joke, but, you know, I looked all through Amber Heard's, you know, Vag and, you know, BH. Could not find my cocaine. He could easily call somebody. So I don't know. I mean, not unless Johnny Depp was in some, like, some type of drug-induced psychotic just deal. I don't know. And come on, when you're like into a physical sex, you're feeling in all types of cavities, right? Now, I'm not saying what Amber Heard is not, what she's saying isn't real, but man, I just think she's being over the top with her acting a little bit, or the way she's trying to sell it with the pregnant pauses and stuff.
Heard said the abuse was often fueled by drugs and alcohol, her lawyer sharing this 2013 photo of lines of cocaine. They also showed the jury this...
All right, here, hold on. Once again, any good lawyer... I mean, this is all that Amber Heard's attorneys are doing is trying to create reasonable doubt. I don't see Johnny Depp anywhere in this picture of lines of cocaine. And, Your Honor, I need to get this piece of evidence released or, you know, stricken from the record. How do I know that that's not baking soda or sugar or powdered sugar? I don't see Johnny Depp anywhere in this picture.
Also showed the jury this image where Heard's...
Oh, you know, I've had bruises like that all the time. I'm a clumsy asshole. You see what I'm saying? That there is a double standard.
His arm appears to be bruised.
He grabbed me by the arm. And he kind of just held me on the floor.
Iggy, I know you're in the chat right now. Am I going way overboard on this? Like, I'm not saying what Amber Heard isn't saying, but is this going to get me in trouble? Does this make me look like a complete asshole? Because I'm not even an attorney and I do want your feedback. Is this, and I'm not trying to shock jock people. I'm just trying to, shine a light on, like, how guys do get a raw deal. Women get a raw deal all the time.
Or screaming at me.
Well, thank you, Iggy. Iggy says no. She's definitely being overdramatic. But that's the thing about with cancel culture and all that stuff. You gotta cover your own ass.
I don't know how many times he hit me in the face.
Heard also describing a scene in which she said Depp held a pet dog out of a moving car.
Once again, thank God to Steve Jobs for creating the iPhone. If Johnny was holding your dog or his dog out a window, why are you not pulling your phone out? I don't understand.
And he's...
Manu, I'm sorry. I had to give you, Jim Rome does that, he hits the mic, give you a tongue there. Manu writes, those are clearly her lines, Johnny's are much longer. I'm sorry, that's funny as hell. Oh, and Atomic Citizen, there will be a rebuttal to all this, and John, he's got some of his video and tapes ready. Well, see, this is her lawyers asking the questions. Johnny's lawyers haven't even had a chance. That it, look out. That is what I'm looking. That is what I'm ready for. I mean, Iggy T, she took pics of everything but the abuse. Yeah, and that's the other. She keeps looking at the jury as she acts. Watch her. See, I know people are going to like pay. We have to wait 2 weeks. And that's the thing about it, man. These lawyers are just... The longer it takes, the more I'm getting paid. It's It was always pics 5 days after the abuse. Doesn't make sense. And that's the first thing I would do is take pics of face. Like, when he was holding the dog out the car and howling and stuff, you could have easily, if Johnny was so drug-induced, you could have easily taken video of him doing that without him even knowing. Matter of fact, you could have been like, Johnny. Oh, that's the other thing. I don't know. I haven't been following the case that well. Has there been video of Johnny Depp actually doing cocaine? Can somebody please fill me in with that? Because I'm telling you right now, when a guy is a big cokehead, the only thing he cares about, he is fixated on that line of cocaine. Could have easily gotten a video of Johnny Depp snorting coke.
Howling like an animal while holding the dog out of the window.
The Aquaman actress taking the stand for the first time in the 15...
I'm sorry. You might want to... Well, I'm doing a podcast, so I really can't talk. But you might want to rethink your job and what you do for a living. If the one role that they bring up is Aquaman, sorry.
$1 million defamation lawsuit filed by her ex-husband over a 2018 op-ed she wrote for the Washington Post.
And this is why it all started. Yeah, I mean, Tommy, I would believe it would be easy getting a picture of your spouse doing cocaine or coke in your house. I think it would be very easy.
Describing herself as a public figure representing domestic
abuse. And everybody knew what it was. And this is why I bring this up. This is why I bring this up. Because she thought her being as a woman, she could write whatever the hell she wanted to, not mention Depp, and everybody would know what she was talking about and take her side. Yeah. And she spent herself... I hope the lawyers charge her through the roof because she's getting charged no matter what. Well, I don't know. I think if Johnny does lose this, he might have to pay her lawyer fees. I think that's bullshit as well, too.
Abuse. The article never mentioned Depp by name, but his lawyers say it clearly referenced him.
Yeah.
It cost him big ticket acting jobs. Several years earlier, Heard.
And listen, I mean, Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp might be the opposite of what Robert Downey was. Think about this. Johnny Depp had a lot of great movies early on in his career, mid-career. Edward Scissorhands. Yeah, Mark. I'll say that. Mark says pussy pass denied. He's right. But man, oh man. Isn't like... Robert Downey Jr., that guy was, at the early stages of his career, was a complete mess. Now the guy is one of the biggest, most likable stars. I know a lot of people are always, oh, he hasn't done a lot of great movies. I'm sorry, Tropic Thunder. You could not have gotten another white guy to wear blackface in that movie. Couldn't have done it. Like, Johnny Depp was able to pull it off. Then... nobody else could have played Tony Stark, Iron Man. And a lot of people, oh, well, that's superhero movies. No, no. Johnny Depp pulled his career out of the gutter. And look, Johnny Depp, he did a lot of mom movies. He did that Public Enemies, right? Or Most Wanted. So what I'm trying to say is that Johnny Depp had some great roles and everything. I even liked maybe the first Pirates of the Caribbean. Then it just got old. But Edward Scissorhands, Benny and June. Benny and June was such a great movie. If you guys have never seen, oh, it's so great. What's Eating Gilbert Grape? I mean, Johnny Depp was in a lot of great movies. And it just got really, really bad.
Was countersuing Depp for $100 million, was granted a protective order after telling the court he repeatedly hit her. Depp denied those allegations when he testified last month.
Never struck Miss Heard.
And what is up with that accent? That is why, that is one thing that's going to hurt Johnny Depp more than anything. If I was, I'd be like, man, I thought Johnny Depp was American. What the fuck is going on with this accent?
I've never struck a woman in my life. Johnny Depp has argued for weeks that he is the victim of domestic abuse. We'll hear more from Amber Heard today, who is expected to take the stand again before she is cross-examined by Depp's legal team.
All right. I know that I'm going to get a lot of hate mail probably from that. I don't know. Anyways, guys, I'm going to get out of here. Make sure you go to my YouTube channel. If you get a chance, the video is not that long. If you could go to the video that I uploaded today from Alexander Springs, it's a little under 3 minutes. Please watch it. Help me out when it comes. Colton, I talked about you taking me out to breakfast this morning. I really appreciate that, man. I'm glad that you treated me to breakfast this morning. Like, seriously, I was like, man, that is a good friend. It was a good friend. Take me to breakfast. Hunter S. Thompson. What was that? Something in Vegas. Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. So, that was really, really good movie. You know what? I look at Johnny Depp a little bit differently now. But anyways, I'm going to get out of here. If you get a chance, go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. Make sure to subscribe. But if you don't want to subscribe, please watch the video of my visit to Alexander Springs today. I'm going to get out of here, guys. Hopefully you enjoyed today's show. Hopefully you guys stay safe. And I will talk to you tomorrow.